River Farm Network.
Second leg of the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer covered Northeast North Dakota. Red River Farm broadcaster Megan Turnquist has that update.
The day began near Minto, North Dakota, where farmer and Schuster Seeds owner Stephen Schuster says conditions have been dry. But compared to last year, the soybean and corn crops should yield closer to average for the area.
We've got about 8 inches of rain on the crop this year, so we are abnormally dry. But, you know, the soybeans, one day they catch a little rain, they perk up, and 2 days later they kind of droop back over again. And we're seeing some firing in the lower leaves of corn. And I mentioned about the corn yields being all over the board. Soybeans probably getting near, you know, better than last year, more near normal. We were certainly below average last year.
Just east of Devil's Lake at Crary, Trevor Strummy of Strummy Seed Company says the crops are behind, but there is potential for the corn and soybeans to finish this season.
Last year we were a little bit advanced than I guess we are at this time. Corn is early dent, I would say. The faucet kind of shut off middle July till August, so that might have hurt the beans a little bit, but I think with these recent rains they kind of perked them back up. Walking into these soybean fields, the top pods have really filled on the past, 10 days, 2 weeks.
Between Grand Forks and Devil's Lake at Larimore, North Dakota, it was a later-than-usual planting season. Summit seed owner John Amott says July was on the dry side, but August rains are helping fill out the crop.
The earlier planted is probably in that early dent to full dent range. The soybeans we're seeing anywhere from full fill to the upper nodes still having flat pods and still trying to fill yet, just because of the broad planting dates ranging from early May to first part of June on all those crops.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.
A quick